6:42 a.m. Rough sleep. I dreamt I was eating a large, tasteless gumdrop. I awoke to realize I was aggressively munching on one of my Air Pillow silicone earplugs. Hence the tastelessness. Perhaps I should keep a closer eye on my after-dinner coffee consumption. A persistent soreness in the rib area, which I'm treating each morning with 15 extra minutes of yogic discipline. After which, thankfully, the pain retreats to a cul-de-sac in a distant suburb of my conscious mind. I'm going to begin today with a headstand. Diane, I am now upside down. Mind becoming porous, the day's tasks coming into focus, objects growing clearer. Diane, the giant was right. I did forget something.
Lost you to the Kalispell Woods.
Two retired female school teachers live in that house next to the Palmers. They have no memory of a gray-haired man.
Huh.
I had to drink 3 pots of chamomile tea to find that out.
Mm.
Which reminds me, would you excuse me for a minute?
Sure.
Thanks.
Mm. Keep looking for the one-armed man. We gotta find him.
Excuse me, Sheriff. I just wanted to say goodbye because, as you know, I'm going down to Tacoma for 2 days to visit my sister Gwen and her husband, Larry, who had a baby last week.
Right.
That is, Gwen had the baby. Larry's the father. You remember it was a boy? Anyway, as soon as the can-do temp girl gets here, I'll explain the phones and the coffee and the intercom.
It's okay.
The wagon.
We got it covered.
No, she should have been here by now. I could stay and at least show
her. Lucy, don't worry. Just go.
Sometimes a can-do girl can. But
Sheriff.
We got it covered.
Have a safe trip, Lucy.
Morning, Coop.
Harry.
What is the word on our delivery tonight?
We won't need it. We got the jump on him. I know where Audrey is.
You see, the port of patient will allow you to fluently transport the unfortunate Mr. Johnson, allowing him to even go outside and sit and experience what he can of nature.
Mr. Pinkle, I want my cousin Leo to have the fullest possible experience of life.
Well, that's what we're here for. Okay, let's give it one more.
Mr. Pinkle, are you going to install a ramp?
Well, sure, of course. As a matter of fact, I already have some plywood ramp, pinewood ramp boards that I'll install tomorrow. Absolutely. It's a very good suggestion. Now, I think we are ready to go, finally. There we go, all right? That's a new wrinkle. I can't believe it. It was working just so perfectly yesterday. Come on. Sometimes you gotta be tough with these things. I think you gotta hit it hard. The machine is like a woman, we always say at the machine shop. Come on.
Oh, Bobby, are you okay?
Shelly, could you get Mr. Pinkle a cold drink?
Yeah, a diet soda, please. That would be great.
Pinkle.
This thing is a death trap. I told you we have to keep him alive.
Look, the insurance companies don't exactly pay off like their slots, you know. After we take our cuts, we had only money for this or a first-rate wheelbarrow. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thanks a lot.
Bobby. Gotta meet Leo's lawyer.
The hearing's today, right?
Be just another second, folks.
Bobby. Are we okay?
Oh, that's it. Want to take a look? You can see it. It works just fine.
Come outside with me. He can let himself out.
Bobby, we're doing real good. Okay, that's enough. Okay. Yeah. Bob, I can't reach the switch. Bobby, I've got a problem here.
Mr. Palmer has pleaded not guilty to the charge of murder in the first degree. The defense has requested bail. And this pre-trial hearing is to determine whether that bail will be granted. Mr. Prosecutor.
We, the people of the state of Washington, move that defendant be denied bail on the basis of, one, the great seriousness of the crime for which he has been accused. Two, the apparently premeditated nature of this act. And three, the oft-witnessed instability of Mr. Palmer during the period following the death of his daughter.
Sheriff Truman will speak for the defense.
Your Honor, Leland Palmer is a well-known, well-liked, well-respected member of this community. His roots go way back. His grandfather, Joshua Palmer, brought the family here more than 75 years ago. Your Honor, no one can know what it's like to lose a daughter the way Leland did. That's all.
Thank you, Sheriff. Mr. Ludwig, would you care to
I thought I might sell this to the Gazette. They seem to like courtroom sketches.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, why don't you try for a little more face in there?
High standing in the community and the pristine nature of his public and
just an idea.
Reputation.
Good.
And his respect
thanks, Sheriff.
For the law. The defendant is released on his own recognizance. Now, Leland, As you know, I will require you to remain in town, and making your whereabouts known to the sheriff on a regular basis. Sid, you check the calendar, and we'll set a date for Mr. Palmer's trial as soon as possible.
Deep blue eyes today.
I've got a proposition for you. I'll share my life with you. I'll tell it to you. Be part of your living novel. If you let me read Laura's diary.
It's intriguing. I'll read it to you. But it mustn't physically leave this room.
Acceptable.
You'll start?
Of course.
A bargain has been struck.
From Twin Peaks. Actually, I was born here. My father delivered me. He's a doctor. Where are you from?
I grew up in Boston. Well, actually, I grew up in Pooks.
There's things you can't get in books.
Things you can't get anywhere. But we dream they can be found in other people. Continue.
Maybe our dreams are real. My turn.
What are you doing?
Maybe I'll read it out here. I'm alone.
Please. We've only just started.
Why don't you come with me? Come on. What's there to be afraid of? Come on.
Please. Give that back to me.
Defense will continue with its evidence. If you would, Mr. Racine.
You can see from these EEGs, this chart here, which is actually of my own head, is intended to show normal brain activity.
Objection to the use of the word normal, Your Honor.
He's close enough. Objection overruled.
This chart here is of Mr. Johnson and shows minimal activity. The previously submitted medical report states that Mr. Johnson has suffered diffuse brain damage. He doesn't currently even have the perspicacity to take the standard CST competency tests. We therefore submit that trying this individual would constitute a mockery of the justice system, a proceeding that the unfortunate young man would not even faintly comprehend.
Mr. Prosecutor?
I know Leo Johnson isn't in very good shape. On the surface, it might seem ridiculous to make him stand trial, but a trial does more than just punish the wrongdoer. It also brings a feeling of justice and retribution to a community. Among the various crimes Leo Johnson is suspected of, the murder of Laura Palmer is a sort that can wound an entire town. As long as Leo Johnson carries a breath, he is as eminently deserving of a trial as this community is of a sense of resolution.
All right. Now, have a seat, Mr. Lodwick. Now, you fellas can catch your breath. I am going to need to deliberate. Mr. Cooper, Sheriff Truman, if I could have the pleasure of your company.
Sid, can you fix us up with three black Yukon sucker punches?
Yes, Your Honor.
Lodwick really planted his feet and looked it in the eye. I didn't expect him to press on the murder charge. Cooper, is Leo Johnson our man?
No, sir, I don't believe he is.
Harry, what's the temperature of the town? They want a trial or a lynching?
They want the right man brought to justice.
Well, they don't need a circus. This poor bastard, he seems to be a head of cabbage. Thoughts, Cooper?
I feel the killer will eventually be apprehended.
You have to watch these. They sneak up on you. I'm going to declare Leo Johnson to be not competent to stand trial. And when medically possible, that he be shipped home. Harry, do you want to tell the little lady yourself?
Thanks, Clinton.
Cooper, how long you been here?
12 days, sir.
They're not gonna try him. Leo is coming home.
I'll advise you to keep your eye on the woods. The woods are wondrous here, but strange.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything, Nadine?
Who are you?
Who am I?
You go to the high school.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it took me a second. You're not in any of my classes.
Why don't you sit down, honey? Let me get you a drink.
Oh, no, I'll get it. Where are Mom and Dad?
Out of town.
Oh. Okay. You're a jack and I'm a jack and Steve a jack so we.
Wow. A jack and I'm a jack and Steve a jack so we. Doc Hayward said to roll with the punches.
Have you thought about maybe taking her to see Dr. Jacoby?
Nah, he's in Hawaii recovering from that heart attack.
It just came right off.
Ugh.
Judge Amara is here.
Mr. Who?
Excuse me. Do you have an appointment, Mr.
Judge Amara? I represent Asian Investment Firm. We have superior offer for Ghostwood Project. I have commitment letters from Tokyo banks prepared to move immediately.
This all sounds very interesting. But unfortunately, I have a very important conference call in a couple of minutes.
Prospectus.
Perhaps some other time.
And taste. $5 million.
Oh. I'd like you to leave these with me. Let my people have a look at them.
Point of visit.
Arigato, Tajamori-san.
Cooper's on his way.
Your call from Canada, Mr. Horn.
Is that our call?
Yes. You pushed it pretty close. Benjamin Horn.
Are you ready to play?
Audrey.
I want to talk to my daughter.
That can wait for tonight. One time. Across the border, 5 miles east of Grand Fork, on the road to Castlegar, is a bar called the Colombian. Behind it is a failed amusement park. Go to the merry-go-round. Leave the briefcase beside the horse with no head. At midnight. Alone.
I'll be sending my representative. Serialized denominations. As you instructed. My daughter's life is in your hands.
Stay by a phone.
Follow him. Make sure that he and the money are neatly delivered. Bring Audrey back.
Cooper's not bringing her back?
Cooper isn't coming back. If you can manage it, bring back Audrey and the briefcase. $5 million. Now that's a good day's work.
Once you're in Harold's apartment, move as fast as you can. This is scary. Laura's diary is in a secret shelf at the very bottom of the bookcase, behind a row of fake books. Now, I think that there's a doohickey on the right-hand side that somehow lets the shelf slide out and down. All the notebooks look the same, except for Laura's. Hers is smaller with a red cover.
Well, how are you going to get him to go outside?
Not outside, just out of the front room, and then I'll signal you with the flashlight through the window. The door will be open.
I thought you liked this guy.
I do.
Okay. Cooper, hand me the briefcase. I take it.
What about Ben Horn?
Well, he gave up control of One Eye Jacques. It's yours.
With his daughter dead?
You know, you love a good steak, but you don't want to know how it got on your plate. You must be serious about your business, Blackie.
How are you going to do the girl?
Voila. Does the girl sleep?
Dreamland.
Hey, come, 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 come to me. In the other room, the girl dreams of fishes and dark lake beds and tangled weeds.
What about Blackie? I've waited long enough.
We have our fun tonight. Oh. Kiss me.
Right. Okay. Bye. Yeah, I'm calling for some test results. Doc Hayward said I could just call you up and...
What test was it for, sir?
What's it for?
Yes, please, sir.
It was for,
Siemens analysis. Brennan. Andy.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, sir.
Sorry. Brennan. Andy.
Oh, doctor's analysis is oligospermia, sir.
Yes. Could you go slow? I want to write all this down. Oligospermia.
That's right.
That sounds terrible. I have that?
No, sir, you have that.
Oh, I had it.
Uh-huh. It means too few sperms. Very good, sir.
You mean I'm cured?
Doctor says there are not just three men on a...
Doc says there are not just three men on a fishing trip. They're a whole damn town.
That's right, sir. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know what that means. It means they're not really real people.
You know,
they're...
Sorry, sir. I've got another call.
Oh,
I'm gonna help
okay.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm a whole damn town! I'm a whole damn town! Woo!
Don't ask. Where were we?
Okay. Main bar and greeting room here. Casino and get acquainted room.
What's this? Blackie's office?
Guess we'll find out when we get there.
The one-armed man is staying in the Robin's Nest Motel on Highway 9. Nobody's seen him for at least a day and a half. The room looks lived in. I found this. Same drug as last time. Weird, deep smell.
We're still waiting on Albert's analysis. Good work, Hawk.
Hawk, see you in the morning.
Okay. We'll approach through the woods to the rear door. Inside are stairs leading down to the working rooms. My guess is that's where Audrey's being held.
What kind of muscle do they have? A
couple of floor men in the casino. Probably more in the back.
Let's go get her.
Night, Andy.
See you in the morning, Andy. Good work.
Hi, it's Lucy. What?
Adam's abortion clinic.
Oh, my God. God.
Can I get a cup of coffee to go?
Hi.
Hi. Large, please.
So you seen Donna today?
No. Sorry. You?
No. So what's with the coffee?
Coffee? It's for Uncle Leland.
You don't have coffee at home.
James, I can't talk now. I need to go.
You need to go. Where are you going?
Home. Bye, James.
Donna Hayward, March 7th, Tuesday, second session.
Dear Diary, this is from a long time ago, is that okay? I was about 13 years old, 14 maybe. Me and Laura put on our tightest, shortest skirts. Too tight, but Laura talked me into it. We were going to the roadhouse to meet boys. The names are Josh, Rick, and Tim. They're about 20 years old. And they're nice to us. And they make us feel like we're older. Rick asks if we want to go party. And Laura says yes. And all of a sudden, I feel this knot building up in my stomach. But when Laura gets in the truck with Rick, I go anyway. There's a stream in the woods. Full moon, I think. Pale and light out. Laura starts to dance around the boys. She begins to move her hips back and forth. Rick starts to clap, but Tim doesn't do anything. He just watches. Somehow that makes me angry. So I say, let's go skinny dipping. And we take off our clothes. I know the boys are watching. Laura starts to kiss Josh and Rick. I don't know what to do. So I swim away. I feel like I want to run, but I don't. Tim swims up to me. He kisses my hand. And then me. Lips are warm and sweet. My heart jumps. He's talking to me, but I can't hear him. Only the kiss. I never saw him again. That was the first time I ever fell in love. Thank you.
That's all.
That was beautiful, Donna.
I got him.
Wait here, Harry. Dead end.
Not such a bad way to go, all things considered.
No, no, no. It's beautiful. Is she alone?
Nancy's with her. What does she do for you? I can't.
Well, something new.
Imagine orchids growing in exotic, steamy places. But you can grow them anywhere. Well, it's all basically a matter of water and light, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Here, look. The humidity is paramount. Well, the control of it, I mean. Too much moisture is an invitation to disease. See, three sepals and three petals. The bottom petal, shaped like a lower lip, is called the labellum.
So delicate.
Well, it's a landing platform, really, for pollinating insects.
Romantic, isn't it?
take me to Audrey Horne, please?
No. I don't think she's available.
Let's double check.
Good thing you guys can't keep a secret.
Good throw.
There's been gunfire. Truman and Cooper are leaving with your daughter.
Now, who can this be? Monsieur Ludwig, the head of the family.
Something wrong?
No. You just frightened me, that's all. Come here. Tell me about the surrogate, this one. Harold, no, you don't understand.
For secrets! Is that what all this is about? Well, maybe I can help you. Do you know what the ultimate secret is? You want to know? Laura did.